Kedvach, we're middle of Hilchos Gzeilah, Shimon and Tez. We're up to Sif Vav. Just want to mention here a Rabbi Kivega on Sif Aleph. We didn't discuss previously, but it's Rabbi Kivega, and that which it says Kol HaGozel could be anywhere. That's why we could put it anywhere. But he says, "Achidish, nachri shegazal minachri. If a guy steals from another guy, or me Israel, or he steals from a yid, v'achakak nizgayer, ayin shud chaviz yosim minayin tes. If a guy stole either from a guy or from a yid, and afterwards he was nizgayer, and now he has a shayla, should he pay back or not? Mahadin. We got ahead such a shayla. One of our geirim." Had a shayla up in the get gzeil of a neged to ribbis. Actually, he borrowed money, and he still owed the money. And now he turned into a yid. Now he had a shayla mitzvah in the get to ribbis, because I think what was the case, he must have borrowed initially from a yid. I think that's what happened. He must have borrowed from a yid, and now he turned into a yid. Okay, so it's not mamish the same shayla, but these type of shaylas it has happened. We actually had this shayla twice. These type of shaylas. But anyway, here's a case that a guy stole, and after he stole, he was nizgayer, and now the shayla is, now that he's a yid, does he have to pay back the gzeilo or not? So actually, the shayla went to the chavizyor. It was a ger who actually asked the shayla. He asked that he stole from a yid, and he wants to know, does he have to pay back the yid or not? Maybe Kekotin Shanoi Ledami, we all know Geshen, this guy is Kekotin Shanoi Ledami, so maybe he starts a clean slate, fresh, and now he doesn't have a chiv or not. Well, no, do we say he's chayiv? Now, Chaviz Yoav and Arikis. Sorry? It is one of his Zionists, no? He was Taka, he had a chiv, while he was a guy, he Taka had a chiv, let's say. But now that he becomes into yid, he starts a new slate. He starts all over again. So now it's as if what he did in the past is over with. So he. Oh, so granted, you should know the Gemara in Hedges Mavur that if he's chayv misa before and now he has the same misa, then he is punishable by misa. So Shaz what I'm to conjure. And that's why I'm really taps on. So he brings that. Because if the misa changes, so then what misa are you going to give him? So let's say till now he was chayiv skila, now he's chayiv herig, or vice versa. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to, which misa are you going to give him? So Gemara discusses if it goes worse, it gets better. If nishtana misasoi could be then faket, then you're stuck. You have nothing to give him. Can't give him the old misa because now he's a yid. Can't give him the new misa because the crime that he committed wasn't while he was a yid, while he was a guy. So it might be a problem. But let's say, just make it simple, he did something and he was chayiv misa and he still chayiv that same misa. If he would be yid and do the same aver, if he chayiv the same misa, then you could give him misa. So actually the tshuva, it seems, it wasn't from the chavizah. It's printed in the chavizah. He quotes the tshuva from a chacham echa. Doesn't tell you who this chacham is. And he quotes over the whole tshuva. I'm not sure if any part of this tshuva is a chavizah. It looks like it could be straight from this chacham echa. But anyway, so he starts off starting with katan shenoy ledami. Then he runs into this. Why? You see in Sanhedrin faket. So he quotes Tosis in Sanhedrin already is tekasha. That what do you mean? How could you chayiv the same miso? You can kill him. I is katan shenoy ledami. It's mechadish Tosis. That which you say, katan shenoy ledami is only bedinei shemayim. For shemayim, he's a new person. Of a bedinei adam, for dinei adam, he's the old person. And meila, he's still chayiv, and all his chayivim that he was as if he was a guy. Just because he became a yid, there's no hishtanis. It's not katan shenoy ledami for dinei adam. Dinei adam, bezin gives a chayiv misa. So yes, bezin gives a chayiv misa. So that's going to stay. But all chayivim bedinei. Bakar is takana, because it's katan shenoy ledami. Whatever, I'm saying, if there would be any chiyuv misa, any cheshbonus bedinei shemayim, he starts off a new slate. But chiyuv bedinei adam, he doesn't. So the tshuva says that some rafs and eger, we find sometimes a ket, that a guy could be potter bedinei adam, but chayv bedinei shemayim. Here's gof a ket. A guy is potter bedinei shemayim, is chayv bedinei adam. We can design. How could it be such a thing? See, it's magdir it in the following. Kishmak Akdar, I don't know if it's Mukhak, but Kishmak Akdar, he says, just like tshuva, when a person is gayer, he's willing to undertake a new life, a new Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he's starting fresh. He made a full, complete turn around a full tshuva. So what about tshuva? If a person does an aveira and he does tshuva, we all know if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meicha, that's it, it's over, there's no more aveira. Tshuva works only for chiyuvim, for averis. But what happens if the guy kills, and now he's a chiv bezdin, and now he does tshuva? And let's say we believe him he did tshuva. Let's say we see he's really ernst about it, he did tshuva. He's still given misa. Tshuva doesn't work for Dinei Adam. Tshuva only works for Dinei Shemaim. So he says, Geiris is loy adif, can be better than tshuva. It's like a form of tshuva. And Mele will come out that you're part of Dinei Shemaim, nichai b'dinei Adam. And Mele says, therefore, if a goy steals and then is nizgayer, hayois it's a din adam to give back, so he's mechuyev to give back. That he's not going to. If he has the gzela by him, he's still as a chiv avad, he can't hold on to the gzela. He's a vada mechuyev to give the gzela back. Then he says, you the shoyel, who are only asking when you steal from a yid, already he knows the score, he became a yid, already a chafzach, you know, the goyim are different, but you who ask yourself a yid, he says, not true, even if you steal from a goy, it's the same thing. A yid who steals from a goy ma'adin, it's also an yischai ba'ashava. Maybe he's only chai ba'ashava midirabonon, midiraisa, good, we already discussed in the beginning of Shemem Chos, but he's chai ba'ashava. So a goy who stole from a goy and is nizgayer should have the same dinim as if he was a yid who stole, and avadi should still be chai ba'ashava. Mainly he says it's chai ba'ashava, if he steals from a yid, sai steals from a goy. Then he's misayim. Now, Ad Kan, all the Haintik Svarim quote over the Chavetz Yor till that point. But then he says at the end, which I think is the Dava Pasha, I'm trying to find, I was looking tonight, that's what actually came later, I'm trying to see some quoted a Yad Aliyo, and I can't even find a Yad Aliyo. What's going on? We all know that when a goy who steals is chayv misa, as a rasan zui misasan, so any of his lavam is chayv misa. So if he steals, he's chayv misa. So he's not chayv bashava. Forget, his din is to be killed, not to be turned to chayvitz. So how could it be? It's a modern zak. So how could it be that Kozman, he was a goy, he didn't have a chiyav hashava. Now he turns into a yid, and now he has this chiyav hashava. Like even Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin about Misa, right? So we know if he's chayv Misa and he stays on with the same Misa, then he's chayv Misa. But if a goy did something that was muta, and then became a yid, and by yid it's asa, or it's chayev. So now he's going to be chayev, but I don't know. When he did it, when he committed the crime, he didn't have that chiyav. So when a goy stole, he never had a chiyav hashava. All he had was a chiv misa. So now he's kukot nishonel adamis, he doesn't have the chiv misa b'dinei shemaim, whatever, he doesn't have this chiv anymore. But certainly a chiv chazar he can't have, he never had it to begin with. That's a shaila, if it's got the shaila about Rashi in places is how to be magdir, why there's no chiv hashava? And therefore, if it's kukot nishonel, it's what he wants, so now. Yeah, but you see, Kavlan Darni works so much. If a guy is a Boba Makteris and he has Kavlan Darni for the first second because he's a Raidif, yeah, anyone's allowed to kill him, and then he walks out and he's no longer a Raidif, and no one's allowed to kill him anymore, still he doesn't have a Chiv HaShava, right? Because it goes B'shas Techiv when you stole. At that point, it was a Ptur. So if you have a Ptur, when he stole, he had this Ptur, so how could it be right now that it should be worse? The only Eitz, I don't know, Hitaka fears ice like that, but it seems like they learned that fear ice is only to be mechalek. Why, if he steals from a goy, he doesn't have a chiv, but he steals from a yid, he does. But l'chayra, even if he steals from a yid, it's the same thing. You have the same p'tor. I don't know. The only suggestion, I don't know, Eitz, I don't know how to read the tshuva 100%, is to say, is that Bishloim, if he stole when he was a goy, and the chavitz got lost, or something happened, and now we're only donning out a chiv ainsin or whatever, so Taki has no more chiv, and now that he never had a chiv as a guy, and now he became a yid, so he can't be worse now than he was when he did the crime, so Avadi won't have a chiv. But if he stole, and the chivit is still bien, and let's say he was never kind of the chivit, let's say he doesn't have a chiv hashava, but it still never was his, it still belongs to the yid, right? Let's say you hold like the Arayim, right? When a yid steals from a goy, so even if muta also, it's also to steal from a goy, but even if you held it was muta, it doesn't become lochem. It still belongs to the goy. Just you have a right to steal on that sheet. We pass not like that, but we pass in Yitaka, it's also to steal. But even in the Tara, it was muta, it never became lochem. So it could be when a goy steals from a yid, or even from a goy, it never becomes lochem, it never belongs to the goy, just his din is to be killed. But he doesn't have a chiv hashava, but he doesn't own the item. So now, then I could hear that he has somebody else's chavitz. He doesn't have a chiv hashava yet. But then he turned into a yid. he was Nizgai, so now he's holding on still to someone else's Kevin. So now it should kick in that he has a Chiv Gzela. Right now, he better return right away, because if he doesn't return away, he's a Gazan right now.
If he did have a
Chiv HaShav
before, how could he
ever
come
out
Chiv
HaShav now? That's the Kasha. Right, so I'm telling you, for the Aveir that he did before, he will not have a Chiv HaShav now. But I have a different problem. He's doing a Gzela now. Right now, he's stealing. Right now that he became a Yid, he's still holding on to somebody else's chevitz, Shalai Kedin, so right now he's a Gazan. So if he doesn't return it right now, he's going to be a Gazan, a Chayv
HaShava. Even
though he didn't do Ma'aseh Gzeila? Right, well, there are some who hold, let's say, the Nachal Yitzchak, who hold, there's others, Negev Yudas, much like that, that every Gazan who steals, the Issa Gzeila is every second. If a guy stole yesterday and it's still by him and it's still banned, every second a Gazan is stealing, every second he's stealing again. Every second he's over Gzeila again. Memele Lamashul, Nachal Yitzchak touches up. We paskin that certain things that we don't have Shluchas Aikov Din, we can't paskin today. Chavolis, certain things that we can't paskin today. But if a guy stole, also Gzeilas, we can't paskin today, whatever, depending on the thing. But certainly if the guy stole and the Chavitz is banned, Zakhtar Ammah, Avadi can be machayiv him to give it back. Why? Zakhtar Nachal Yitzchak, because even if it's Leishkiyak and we can't paskin on it, but we have to be mafishim from Manissa, every second he's Eivel Leisigzal. So we can be machayiv him to give back the Chavitz, not to be Eivel Leisigzal. It's shtendik. So if a guy stole as a guy, he never had a Chiv HaShava yet, but now he turns to the Yid, so now he has a. Now he's stealing, because he's stealing again. So now kicking a Chiv HaShava. Maybe that's what he meant. I don't know, I'm not exactly sure, but if you just read the Tshuva quickly, it seems like at the end he made an about face and Taka, you don't have a Chiv HaShava. And the Achrenim called him otherwise, so maybe that's the Yitzha. I don't know. If there's no Edom, so there's. Right. So still. Still, his din is only Misa. He was never given a Chiv HaShava. Chiv HaShava is only Neschadish by a Yid. A Yid has a Chiv HaShava Sekzela. A Goy never has a Chiv HaShava Sekzela. The Achronim Dan, also what happens if he finds an Aveda while he's a Goy? Same thing, he never has a Chiv HaShava Aveda. A Chiv HaShava Aveda was only given to a Yid. So if he found an Aveda while he's a Goy, now he's Nizgayer, what does he do now with the Chavitz? Maybe he doesn't have a Chiv anymore. Or maybe he could say this type of swear as well. Kozman and Bailam were not Miyayish. So it's Nochatz and Aveda. So right now that he's a Yid, right now he better return the Aveda. Right now he has a Chiv HaShava Aveda.
Their tshuva was returning, right?
The tshuva was to return. What?
They returned the chafetz. No?
Good.
That was stamped with the chassidus, or they had a chiv.
I don't know if you hold that Zaras and Zuhim Yisosan. So that while they were goyim, they didn't have a chiv to return. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I just at the end of the day, I'm not exactly sure. Halak lemaisa what to do. B'chai Gavna. All right. Fine, let's go weiter. Sif Vav. Hachoytif mashkin miyad aloiva. If somebody grabs a mashkin out of aloiva, shaloi bishas bezin, without the permission of bezin, that means aloiva owes a malva $100. And the malva is nervous that he's not going to be able to collect. Let's say it's a gizman peroin, it's already overtime, it's due, and he's not paying. So the mashkin, the malva wants to take the loan into his own hands, and he wants to be taifis a mashkin. Is he allowed to be taifis a mashkin? So the halacha is grada that you're not only a shliach bezin is allowed to be taifis a mashkin, not the malva himself. There's a nisa leisava beisai, and we maklekes yishenim. It's even also even to snatch it from him outside his house. Maklekes yishenim if it's only the rabbanon, it's even the deraisa pashas we pass against the deraisa. The chavuskayim and chavuskas pashas is the deraisa. Tereskayim says it's the deraisa. You now let a chapa mashkin from a loiva. In his house and even outside his house, even a shliach bezdin is allowed to do it outside the house. Then he's allowed a chap. A chutz tamid, and then he's allowed a chap. To gada agav, it's not for now. But agav, there's a rabbein and tamshita. That's only if you bring teifis b'teris mashkin. But if you bring teifis b'teris givia, if you want to be paid back and take the teifis b'teris givia, the rabbein and tam holds its mutter, and that's different. That's not taking as a mashkin, and there's a ksais who has a problem. That's very nice. It's mutter, but there's a catch 22. You can never make a gvir because only bezin's allowed to make a shuma. So if you steal any item, you need to make a shuma, and then only a bezin can do that. What gave you right to take as any item? All right, it's a maimon musga. But at least for here, if you're not allowed to be taifis, you're going to the Baalim, you're the Malvin, you're going to the Loiva and you're snatching his chefetz mibachutz, even in his house, you now let her do that. Hare ze gazlin, you are a gazlin. Afo pishu chayvla, even though Loiva owes me this $100, and all I chap from him is a mashkin that's worth $100, that's all I took from him, so let it be a wash. Why am I gazlin? I'm just trying to collect my own money. Still, I'm a gazlin. Ve'ein tzarech leima, and you don't even have to say him. Nixon will take beis chaver or mishkanot. That is mamish. That's even worse. That's leisavel beis lekol hashitas. That's a lav memela. You are a gazlin because you're chapping something that you have no right to chap. Mamish a gazlin. Sorry. Grada, he has another lava leisavel beisah. But Grada, even mibachutz, the way we pass him like the Rambam, you have the lava leisavel beisah even mibachutz, because like the Sma explains, taking it from his possession is like leisavel beisah. I'm violating his rights. I'm going into him, even if he's outstanding outside, and I'm snatching it from him. So that's leisavel beisah. So I'm going to be even mibachutz. And the Chanami, so yeah, you're right. It's two lavim, leisavel beisah and leisigzel. Now, what's the kavona yahari zegazlan? So, if you look in the smas of Kot Nir Aleph, he says, "Batur kosev v'nikra gazlan v'tzloima shubachlal isig zeilu." You have the isig zeilu leisig zeil. V'gam, not only that, who pasul leedus leshvu, you also pasul leedus and for shvua. So, harei zegazlan is say you have the lav, and say you can be pasul for edus and shvua because you're a gazlan like every other gazlan. Teshach, however, argues on that second shlav. You don't have the second page here, but I'll read it for you. The Shach and Sivkan Hay brings down from the Sefer Bedek Abayis, who wants to teach the Rambam that he's not Pasul Eidus. Why? Because even though you are over Leisigzol Daraisa, but in order to be Pasul Eidus, you have to know that you're being over Nisa. And most people think that this is permissible. Most people think that, what do you mean? All I'm doing is chapping my. For me, I'm not trying to take his stuff. I'm just trying to chap a mashkin that I should be covered. I'm chapping the value of my chayv that he owes me anyway, so I'm not taking anything extra from him. So since it's Leimashwa Lulainshi, Delavi Gazlan Ba'achi, so therefore you're not Pasul Eidus. And the Shach jumps on the Kesem Mishnah, and he says, on the Bedek Abayis, and he says, what do you mean? Where does he see in the Rambam that you're not Pasul Eidus? It sounds like in the Rambam, in the Tur, in the Rav HaMagid, in the Bedas HaRam, that you are Pasul Eidus. And certainly they are Rishonim like that. At the end, he fears Ois, Miyo Amigdol Ois Shom Miyashiv Diver Rambam, the Leikaroi Gazlin, that which the Rambam says, oh yeah, Gazlin, and not to tell you that you're Pasul Eidus, Ela Leknoisai Lamed Bachri Yusai, that you should be Chayiv, you have a Kinin Gzelin in your Chayiv Ba'ainsin, Chayiv Bachrayis. It's very important. We're going to discuss Baricha shortly. That this person who chaps this mashkin is going to have a chiv achrayis like every other gazan. But not v'loy shiyif so leidu so lushvu. Ayn shom sheherech. And memeh zok teshach v'cheinir ik ledino al kol ponem b'chaytif mashkin. Teshach holds that at least when you chaytif mashkin on the outside, and you think it's permissible to do, so there you're not going to be a pasul eidus l'shvu, even though you're over alav. If you go inside the guy's house, that's you know you're trespassing, you know you're violating the guy's rights, you're entering his house, shalei b'shus, there that could be worse, and there taki will be pasul eidus l'shvu. So because he argues on the sman, that last nekudo, that with the sman's moisif, that you're pasul eidus l'shvu, the shach seems to be masking him if you go into his house, but if you chap outside the house, you're not pasul eidus l'shvu. Good. But the glav of Lake Sigzel, you're over, and not only that, from the Shachin, I'll see another thing that you also kind of the Gzela and Yechayv Bachrayis, Yechayv Bainzin, just like a regular Gazlan. All right. Just to be Mendaik in the Mechaba says, Achaytiv Mashkin Miyad Haloiva Shaloi Bishus Bezdin. What's that Miyad Haloiva? Well, the guy could owe you money from other things. He could owe you money because of Schiris. He rented a house from you and he didn't pay. He rented Metaltal, he rented Abayim, he rented Kalim. Could be. He hired you. He's your boss. And he hasn't paid. So I'll go into his house and I'll chap something because he owes me money. The school owes me money. So I'll chap stuff from the school because I'll chap their computers because they owe me money. So that's not this case. That's something else. The halacha of Leisava El Beisai was only said, this lav, the inala go in and chap a mashkim, was only said by a loiva. But by other types of chayvis, schiris, it was never said, and you're allowed to go in and chap. You don't have this issa leisavel beisai. Membele, if you're allowed to chap, then avada, you're not going to be a gazan. You don't have leisavel beisai, then mainly not a gazan. It means the way it works is bad. You say you have a right to chap, really. You should have had the right to chap. He owes me the money. comes along the Torah's machadish leisav al beisa by halva, you're not allowed to do this. The Torah doesn't want you to take the law into your own hands by halva, but by everywhere else you're allowed to. Memeli, not a gazan. By halva, that the Torah's machadish leisav al beisa. Memeli, now that I know you're not supposed to be doing this, so if you do do it, not only you over leisav al beisa, you also become a gazan. You over leisigzel as well. And lamashal by an orev as well. An orev is not a loiva. So if you'll have a real din orev, so it says over there in the Mechaba in Tzadi Zayin, as well, that you're allowed to go in Sif Yudalid, that you're allowed to chap from a loiv from an orev as well. Provided he's not an orev kablan. If he's an orev kablan, then he has a din like a loiva. Just to explain the difference, most orevim today are an orev kablan. Orev kablan means that if I can't collect from the loiva, I could just go to the mava. I don't have to schlep the loiva to din Torah and establish that he doesn't have money. And which most chayvis, most if you look, come out every shtar arvis, if it was done properly, says in Eladia, it's an arv kablan. Because if it doesn't, if it's just a plain arv, then you're not allowed to go to the arv. It's not worth much. Because you have to first take the loiv to a din Torah, and then you have to establish that he has no money. Then you can first go to the arv. It's a mamish or muchanish, and sometimes it's impossible to do, or difficult to do. And remember, you'll never be able to get to the arv. So come out every shtar says he's an arv, every shtar arvis today says arv kablan. An arv kablan is like a loiv. I could pick whoever I want to go to. So that's like a loiva, and then you're not allowed to be toifis. They have the same mitzvah, leisav al beisai. But by a real arev, it wouldn't be an arev kavan, certainly by schiris, all the types of schiris, rentals and employee and wages, all that you're allowed to chap, and you're not going to be a gazan. All right. You can need, well, you could take the mashkin. I'm not talking about teres gvi. I'm taking the mashkin just so it should be covered on my chayiv. Let him pay me. That will give him, that will turn on the fire, turn on the ante, raise the ante. He has to pay me right now. He better pay me. If I want to do Bateri's Gevir, then I'm going to need a Shuma, like we discussed. And, well, like I told you before, Rabbeinu Tam holds the Alad Chap Bateri's Gevir even by Alva. There's a Sheet as Rabbeinu Tam. Because I doesn't understand it, but there is such a Sheet as Rabbeinu Tam.
He's taking the votes worth more?
No, you can't take what's worth more. No, you have to, Bateri's Gevir, you only have to take something that can't be worth more. Only. Oh, but Torah is mashkin. Are you allowed to take something that's worth more? But Torah is mashkin. I hear the shayla. I mean, to the extent he doesn't owe you that, are you allowed to take more? I hear the problem. Maybe not. I hear. I have to think about that. Sorry? On other things, lechachili ladi, not even leisavel basi. You're allowed to do it. Pashtus. We're going to see maybe in a. Pashas, yes, you're allowed to do it. You don't even need Rishus Bezin. There's a sman, the beginning of Simen Sadi, who really reads a chaduch, is mashma like what I'm telling you. He says, you always have Rishus Bezin. By other forms of chayvis, you have ishtandik rishus. Torah says, you're allowed to chap. You're allowed to take the law in your own hands. You're allowed to chap if he owes you money. It's not a problem. It's only by these things that you have a problem. But by other things, you're allowed to chap. So it's like ishtandik rishus Bezin. Why the life is different? What's the time of the crowd? I don't know. Lisava base, I don't know. Why is you see Lisila Kanaisha, you see other dinim by Hava. I don't know why Hava is different. I can't tell you. I don't know. Ribis Lamasha, Ribis only by Hava, by Yuschiris, you don't really have Ribis Deraisa, only Ribis Derabanans, right? So you see Hava, the Torah is more makbe that Hava should have its dinim of Chesed. He's supposed to do it nicely and not much of him. And so maybe part of it is not to take his mashkin and not to much him. I don't know. So, however, the Piskei Choshen is a bomb kasha. In fact, the Piskei Choshen naniach by other chayvis, other forms. You don't have these lav and malaysav el beisoy mamelian and el gazlon. But still, how are you allowed to do it? Means not halva. If you're through schiris, through an arev, whatever, you're allowed to be typhus and mashkin, you don't have the lav leisav al beisai. But in fact, it can never be better than your own item. Let's say I have my own item in your house, and I want to chap my item, sholei b'shus. I'll break in or whatever, I'll sneak into your house and chap my item. So we discussed the beginning of Shim Mem Ches, we brought down that it's also. You're not allowed to be a ganav means you're not allowed to even go into someone's shoes to take your own item. So if I can't take my own item, I'm a ganav for taking my own item. So Naniach over here, you don't have a lezava basic, but how do I have a right to take a mashkin on all these other forms of chayv, all these chiris, whatever type of chayv is? It should be still a maisig gneva because it's lay odif than stealing your own chayvitz.
No, but here that is the prohesy with mukkah. Only if you did it with their gneva, it was awesome.
Excellent. I hear the teretz.
That's what you say.
If you. not so posh, because you're learning it's only by Gneva and not by Gzela. But yes, if light sum, we said it's only when you do a Maisa Gneva B'chashoy. So if you're a Chaytif, and over here it's, you're being Chaytif, Mashkim Miyad Aloivi, you're doing it B'fa'eses, so like a Din Gzela and Gneva, that would be an Eitzah that over here would not be able to go. Nice cap. Good. I want to tell you that first of all, maybe this is better. Pshat is, when I take a chayfetz, even if it's my own chayfetz, but I'm taking my chayfetz eibig, I'm taking my chayfetz lechalutim, I'm taking something away from you for good. So that's like a maisa gneva. But she ain't going over here that I'm only taking a mashkin. I'm not taking it for good. I'm taking it till you pay me back. When you pay me back, I give you back the mashkin. So maybe b'chai gavnas, you don't have that bagbag's din of not to look like a, not to nirik a ganav. I know, avad, I went into your house b'chashoy, but it's not like, you know, this nirik a ganav doesn't mean like mamish or nirik a ganav. I wasn't wearing a thief's hat and, you know, those eyes and this thing over the face. It doesn't mean nirik a ganav. Like, nirik a ganav means I'm going into your house, shalei b'shus, I'm taking something. So if I take something, sorry? L'shitz r'ben tam, if a teris gviya. I mean, how l'shitz r'ben tam, you let her do with teris gviya? That Adam done din and nafshei. Why don't you have the ben bagbag din? Yes. So then, for that, your taka need his teretz. Maybe he did it for hesia and a kram. So you're not a gneva. Another eitz is, I think, a pasha eitz is that whole din of ben bagbag. The pitzke tshuva brought down in the beginning shem memchaz is only b'mokum dileka hefsid, but b'mokum dike pseido avadi yaladu. Even like ben bagbag yaladu go in is a taisis avadi yaladu go in and chap your chayfitz. It's just, if you don't have a hefzid, then don't do it. Go to Bezin to do it. Why take the law in your own hands and look like a ganif? So why am I taking a mashkin? It's already a gizman peroin. I already heard the guy's going bankrupt. I'm afraid I'm never going to see my money again. I heard he has mali chavis to so many people already. I'm going to be the 110th on the line. I don't want to do that. So therefore, I take a mashkin, so I should get first crack. I should be covered. It's security. So the reason why I'm doing it is because it's b'mokum pseida. I'm choshish, I'm going to lose money. B'mokum pseida. You don't have ben bagbag zin. So memela, that's the case. The case is yalad achab, even if it will be b'cheshoy, yalad achab, because it's b'makam say, then memela, you don't have the problem. All right. Fine. Let's go. Now let's go into a maima muzgi. It's a lot of geshmak here. When it says over here, raise their gazan. So we saw already that the smahos, yoiva alav, pasoledis ulishvua, and the shank brings down from the migdalai is that you also you have a kinyan in the chayiv ba'ointzin. So you have a chayiv ointzin. You're a full-fledged gazlan here. How does it work? Because, like I said, really, me'ikadin, maybe you should have been able to chap. Like, you could chap by schiris. Comes along the Torah, let's say, now that I know you're not allowed to chap, so if you do chap, you must be a gazlan. You're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. So you're a gazlan. So if you're a gazlan, you have all the dinim, all the chiyuve gzela on you. Memeli echayiv pashas so that you see from here, chayiv ba'intzin. And really, it's a shach. There's a shach in Simon Ayim Beis, the end of Sif Kontes. He has a whole arichas, a dinim about mashkin. If I take a mashkin from you, b'shas halva, what din do I have on the chayfitz? It's a whole discussion. I'm not chayv ba'intzin, l'chati tzedakah, maybe I'll have a kinyan, maybe Rabbi Yitzchak Zimun's only shalai b'shas halva doesn't really have that din. Then if I take a mashkin for you, shalai b'shas halva, means initially you didn't give it to me. But later on when you saw that you won't really have the ability to pay and you felt bad, so you gave him a mashkin to calm me down. Or better yet, you weren't paying, you were delinquent, so I went to Bezdin and I did it right, and Bezdin, the Shlik Bezdin, made sure to get a mashkin from you and give it to me. That's what we call a mashkin shaloi b'shasava. A mashkin shaloi b'shasava, pashas is a machlekes rishonim, if I am like a shoy mesachet, I'm only chayv geneva v'aveda, or even worse, I have mamash akinin in it, and I'm chayv even bo'insin. So shayla, pashas and machlekes rishonim. What happens if I have this case? It's shaloi b'shasava, and I chapped it from you. I chapped it from you shaloi b'shus. Not your b'shus, not b'shus bezdin. I chapped it from you. I went into your house. Mahadin. Zokte shach, nirer, in this case, l'kuli yama. Even if you'll hold that a mashkin shaloi b'shasava is not chayi b'intzin, but if I chap it from you, then I will be chayi b'intzin. Because I kind of was talking about where I got a b'shus. You gave it to me, Bezin gave it to me. But if I did it shaloi b'shus, I did it bar kochoi, avad ngini chayi b'intzin, because I'm a gazlin. It's a shach. And a gazlin is chayi b'intzin. And the shach with this says, you can answer up a Ramban, you can answer up a Balaito. He goes and he runs with his yisayit, and he paskins that you're chayi b'intzin because you're a gazlin. But he acknowledges, toich dvarov, that there's a Ramban and a Bala'ita Faket. The Bala'ita and Ramban hold that even when I chap it from you, I'm not chayv boinzin. You have to understand why. Chayv, I'm a gazlan, I should be chayv boinzin. What's going on? There's a lot of raid here. And it's not even poshut what each Ramban makes. The Bala'it and Ramban, oh, they don't say if he's a Gazan. The Bala'it and Ramban Nemon, that whatever the din is when you're mashkin shalei b'shasavah b'shus, is the same exact din when you're mashkin shalei b'shasavah shalei b'shus. If you take it shalei b'shus, you're also not going to be chayv b'ainzin. Oh, maybe they'll argue and hold that you're not a Gazan. Maybe, an economic, that we're going to see, that might be an Eitzah. But the Shach holds, everyone holds your Gazan, and then he runs into Bala'it and Bala'it and Mechamis. I guess he means everyone except for the Bala'it and the Mechamis. Comes along the Ksais over there in Sifkat and Gimel, and he says, no, it's not true. You're not Chayiv Boinzin. And he says, even the Rambam's Mavua that you're not Chayiv Boinzin. The Rambam over there is Mavua, you're not Chayiv Boinzin. Not like the Shach. Aye, what happened to the Shach? The Shach has eyes and a tiny. You took the Mashkin Shaloi B'shus, the Chayiv should be a Gazlan. He's like, the Tzayis a Yesoid. And he quotes the Rav Magid, and he touches the Rav Magid, that when you take a Mashkin Shaloi B'shus, since really the guy owes you the money, and really it should have been mutter mekiradin, just the Torah was mechadash leisavel beisoi. It's exeris akosav. You're not allowed to take it. But a gazan, it's your money that you're taking. He owes you the money. He's supposed to be paying you. You have a right be yisoid to really have taken that mashkin. Memeli says you're not a ganif, leganif, v'loy gazan. All it is exeris akosav that you're not allowed to do. Shaloi lasis din laatzmi. It's exeilat zakaza. But ain't ze ganev legazlin. Memeli itayin is that you're not chayiv boinzin. So now he has a Ramban and a Ito, and now he wants a taicha. Even the Ramam holds like that. You're not chayiv boinzin. Memeli, what's pshat? Because you're not a gazlin. The Meshevev, the Nesivus of the Ansivkan Vav, argues with the Ksais and says, no, Avada, you are a Gazan. He says that the Rav HaMagid, he left out the end of the Rav HaMagid. The end of the Rav HaMagid makes an about face. That's what Rabbi Gamagid's Havamina, but at the end of the Rav HaMagid feels like, Avada, you are a Gazan. And the Meshevev, which is the Ksais, answers, emphasizes himself, says, it's not true. The Rav HaMagid is only fearing Ois and the Shitas Haraivit that Yodichai binds in. But in the Shitas HaRambam, the Rav HaMagid still holds, you're not a Ganav, you're not a Gazan. Just exeris a cause of self abasement with nothing to do with Xela, it's not a memeli in a chayiv boinzin. And exeris that Yoachol Le Mekimli, I could hold like a Rambam that I'm not chayiv boinzin, which is not just a Rambam, it's a Rambam, Ramban, and Bala'ita, that you're not chayiv boinzin because you're not a ganef. Isaiah Zakht exeris in the Meshevev over there. Very geschmack. Over there, 9b is very geschmack. The problem is when you learn Shinan Tes, it's pella, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean the Rambam doesn't hold that the Rambam holds that you're not a ganef? This halacha, what I just told you, this halacha sefav is a mufush mila b'mila, the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, halacha tezayin, says this halacha, harei zeh gazlan. Mechav pasan like that in Shinun Tes. That if a guy goes in and chaps a mashkin, even b'bachutz, kol shekeim in b'fnim, he goes into the guy's house, he chaps a mashkin, he's a gazlan. He's chay b'inzin. Pashas, if he's a gazlan, he's chay b'inzin. What does the Ksais want? How could the Ksais say in the Rambam, they're not a gazlan?
What? The other Rambam
is also you have to know what the case of what was the case in the Shach's case was Tam Mishkan Shalei B'Shus of Mamshit's case. You took a Shalei B'Shus. The case of the Rambam's case was he had a mashkin that you took also Shalei B'Shus and it was Nevad and you want to know how much you chayiv. So it's meduyik in the Rambam that you only chayiv keneged hachayiv, but not. What's above the chayiv means the sheer mashkin. Means let's say you chapped a mashkin more than what you're supposed to. The chayiv is $100, and you chapped a mashkin with 150. The Rambam holds that you only lose the chayiv of 100, but the extra $50 that you chapped and it was nanas, you're not going to be chayiv on that $50. So there, the Ksais Shpas and Rambam, you see, you're not chayiv bainzin. And how does he touch it up? He says because you're not a gazlan. Now the problem is, what do you mean over here? Is mefur? The Rambam says you are a gazlan. He means he made it out to be just exeil, like sort of what Yehush Mochal was trying to say. It's exeil because of Yoiva Leisavai, nothing to do with Xela. And these sheets will hold that you're not a Gazan Taka. Now it might work in the Ramban, and it might work in the Bala'ita, but it's not going to work in the Rambam. The Rambam and the Mechav says, Mefush, you're a Gazan. So Avadi, L'chay, you should be Chayiv Boinzin. What's going on? What do you do with that Rambam that Xei says over there? So we need to say another Teretz. But you can't say that you're not a Gazan. We pass when you are a Gazan. It's not my kasha. Allah achreinim bam the ksayis the divrechaim nachiyah. There's so many achreinim. Is this kasha the ksayis? What's going on? It's v'fushu Rambam over here in the machabo that you're a gazan. So now we have to come on to another teretz. So what's on different teretz? So the Truma Sakri, which is the ksayis's brother, it's kind of my zayda. Truma Sakri says a different shot over there. He says that in order to be a gazlin, to be chay ba'insin, you have to steal with the kavana to steal. The kavana to keep the chavis. If I steal from you, and I want to keep your chavis, I'm a gazlin. Just like if I want to make a kinin and buy your shirt, I would have to have a mind to be koina. So if I want to be a gazlin, I have to mind to steal. What does stealing mean? To keep. It says, to the extent that this person didn't have a mind to keep the chavis, he's not interested in keeping the chavis, he's only interested in taking a mashkin, he'll give back the mashkin when he's finished. He only wants you to pay up his chayv. When you pay up, he'll gladly give you back the mashkin. Since his kavan is not to steal la'olam, is not to take the chavis lachludin, memela, you're not a gazlin, or at least, I should say, sorry, you're not a gazlin to be chayv bointin. Maybe avada you'll be able to sigzel, because he's still chotch stealing it for his man. Maybe you're even like six, or maybe pasulaydis lishu, the shayla of this man, the shach. But to be a gazan chay boinzin, that's kolan no shaloy, you're stealing the chayva that you want to keep it, and now the Torah is ukman b'shusi chay boinzin, that you're not going to have unless you had a mind to steal it loylam. But on taking a mashkin that's not that kavana, mamela, you're not going to be chay boinzin. As I zog to Truma Sakri, a noob shot. And Truma Sakri also argues with the shach that la'aloch, you're not, except for avad, the R-sheet is, but he got all, even the Ravid doesn't have a real chayv einzin. Like, he starts to peel away all the sheets of the shach. At the end of the day, there's many, many sheets hold that you're not chayv einzin, even though you took a bal karkai, and that's the Truma Sakri's prat, is because you didn't have a mind to steal it loylam. The problem... So I raise a gazan, it means you're over the lav, and you pass the latest lishul, like this man. In fact, it's very meduik in the sma. But you won't have a chayv einzin. The marshal, the sma. Why does sma only say v'nikur gazan ratzulim shubichal isa v'gam apostle is the shul? What happened to the chayv einzin? The dine gzela that the sma left out. Vayzois, it sounds like from the sma the same thing. The chayv einzin you won't have. Hareza gazan is only b'negeya to isa gzela the lav and apostle is the shul, but not b'negeya to chiyuvim chiyuvei gzela. The Heshev, maybe, I don't know, not been negated to the other Chiyuv, at least for the negate, not been negated to Chiyuv Einzin. As is Dr. Truma Sakri. In fact, the Magia and the Truma Sakri, which is an Einikol, when he printed the Sefer, fact, what do you mean? You only Chayiv Bo'einzin when you steal something forever? To keep? A Shoshlem Yidas is a Gazlin. Shoshlem Yidas is a Gazlin. How's Shoshlem Yidas a Gazlin? I don't plan on keeping it. You're taking it, you're using it, and you're going to give it back. You have to use it. And the chayv ba'inzin. So how could the Truma Sakri make a yisoy that you only chayv ba'inzin when you steal something for keeps? It's not true. Shoshlem Yidas is a gazan anyway. So bazoy here too. When you steal a mashkin, which is also like a shoshlem yidas, why? And he explains. He says the halacha is a bachayv is kain a mashkin. When you take a mashkin, you coin it. What does it mean you have a kinin in it? So the Mefarshim explained, you could use the chavit to be Mekadesh Anisha, you could use the chavit to be koina karkois for avodim. It's yours, b'mixas. It needs agdara, but it's yours, b'mixas. So Memela, he says, so it's yours, b'mixas. It means you have ishtamshes from the chavit, so you took it for those ishtamshes. You took the mashkin, means you took it for all the dine mashkin, so you took it for those ishtamshes. So if that's the case, you're just like a shor shalom edas, you should be a gazlan. Even if you didn't take it forever. So how could the Zayd, the Truma Sakri, say, not like that? It's like the Magi, it's not true. L'chayra, it should be just like a Shon Shom Yedas, which your Chay binds, and even if you didn't take it, to steal to keep. As I, and in Blayv Shreya, bets him on the Truma Sakri.
Doesn't Rambam say that the man of he is responsible for?
That other Rambam that the Ksais is bringing? Yeah. Over there, he only holds that you lose the Chay, but you're not going to be Chayiv on so the whole chayfetz.
That means you're chayv on that part.
Oh, so the ksayis teaches it differently. The ksayis says the reason why you lose the value of the chayv is because when you took the mashkin, you have to know why, but when you took the mashkin, you took it al das kain, that this will be a paroin, so to speak. You took it, you're not talking about teres gvi, you took about teres mashkin, but you're taking the security with the kavana that you're not going to go after any other nechasim of the loiva if you lose this chayfetz. Means you're risking everything in this chayvitz. And mamela, if you lose the chayvitz, you waived the chayv. It's not that you chayv an oinsin on the chayv, because if you be chayv an oinsin, then you be chayv on the share of the mashkin, the demer of the mashkin, even more than the chayv. So he says, akokok, you see, you're not chayv oinsin. Navaz, it just means that you're willing to be mavata, you're waiving the chayv of the loiva if you lose the mashkin. That's how the Ksai touches it up. But you don't have a Chiv Einzin. So Zakta Chumas Akri, the reason why you don't have Chiv Einzin because you're not doing Kekib. The Einikol is not true. You see by Shoshal Midas, not like that. So I want to say, L'chayra, you say this like a chilek. I didn't see anyone who says it, but I think it's a chilek which is Pashit. And that is, the halacha is that when you take this mashkin that you're now allowed to take, you enter the guy's house for yourself, El Basel, Yoyve El Lav, maybe Yoyve El Sigzal as well, but you're now allowed to take this mashkin, but you did take it, Mahadin. The halacha is that you're kind of the mashkin. Because a mashkin is it. It is a mashkin. You have a right to a mashkin, and you. The guy owes you money, so you were kind of the mashkin. Even if you took it against the Torah's wishes, even if you did a loisav abayza, you still have a kinyan in the mashkin. You're kind of the mashkin for whatever din. You're kind of the mashkin that shvius won't be mishamit. Whatever dinim that you're allowed to be given from the ocean, whatever dinim you need in this mashkin, you have a full fledged kinyan as if you took a bejus. Just you were over the yisurim, you're now allowed to do it. In fact, just on an aside, the Achiezer therefore is what's going on. How could you, it's like a funny thing, how could you be a gazlin? Because the Leisav El Beis, if the Torah says that once you do take it, you can keep it, what type of gazlin are you? See, Modern Zach, how this even works. But good, but that's the case. The case is that even when you took it, Shaloi Beshoz and Yaloi V'Yisurim, you were kind of the Mashkin Kiddin. Oh, so Mela, the whole Kasha L'Chay is not a Kasha. What's a Kasha? That when I took it for those Ishtamshes, so I'm taking those Ishtamshes, I should be a Gazan just like a Shor Shlomi does. Those Ishtamshes I have a right to. Once I did take it, I was kind of the Mashkin for those Ishtamshes. So if I'm Mekadosh Anisha with this Mashkin, whose Mashkin I'm being Mekadosh Anisha with? Yours or mine? Mine. Because I have a Kinyan in it. So I'm never being mishtamish in your chayfetz. Whatever ishtamshes I plan on using is because I was zeichin that ishtamshes because I was kind of the mashkin. So I never took the chayfetz for something that's yours. I took my chayfetz. To whatever ishtamshes I want from the chayfetz, I'm taking my ishtamshes. I'm taking my chayfetz. So I'm not a gazan. Dr. Chum is a Krieg Gualdik. I didn't take the chayfetz to keep forever. If I take it to keep, I'm a gazan. I didn't take it to keep. I, these ishtamshes are my ishtamshes. I've had the show Shlomidas as a gazan because I'm taking your chayfetz, even Lizman, I'm taking your ishtamshes, maskim. But that's because I'm taking your ishtamshes out of the chayfetz. So that ishtamshes is gone. I'm taking your ishtamshes out of the chayfetz for good. When I'm ishtamshes with the chayfetz, I'm never going to pay you back for that ishtamshes. I'm taking that ishtamshes for good. Mashiach over here, whatever I'm taking is not for good. The chayfetz itself, I plan on returning. The ishtamshes is mine. I have a right to the ishtamshes. I was going to the ishtamshes. So Mela can't be a gazan. I think the Truma Zakri saying is Davar Muzvat. I didn't see anyone who says this, but I tried to look. I think it makes a lot of sense. Mela Truma Zakri is chilek is kishmak. Mela everything is good. You could be a gazlin, you're over the lav. You pass the latest lishua, but chivayin you won't have because you're not taking anything from the chayfetz for good. You're not taking the shtamshes for good. You're not taking the payas for good. You're not taking the chayfetz for good. So it's a melee. You're not a gazan. A gazan that is to be chayvayin sin. So the truth is
the kash issue.
The kash issue I could do because I have a kinin in the mashkin. So I have a kinin in the mashkin.
You're
gonna have to return it when he pays back the chayv. I'll have to give back the chayfetz. So the isha could have it till then.
That's enough for
Gedushin. Yeah, that's what the Rishonim say. Taisis. All right. So that's the Chumash Akri's Teretz. Comes along the Achiezer. Achiezer has his set of problems. Ah, whole Arich is going to so the Achiezer. But in Chelek Aleph Simuchav Beis, he has a whole Maracha. And in Ois Hei, he says two new Biurim. One new and one different Chelek over here to touch up what's going on. Higishmak. He says like this. On the same type of lomdas, but on the same type of halacha, but from a different angle. If I take this mashkin, which I wasn't supposed to take, but if I did take it, I'm koine the mashkin and it's mine. I have a kinyan in the mashkin. So the achiezer, what does that mean? It means if I have a kinyan in the mashkin, so I have the regular dini shomrim on the mashkin. I'm your shomer. So I mean, if I'm watching the item for you, v'yadi ki yad habaylam, I'm your shomer on the item, so it's as if you have the item. So the achiezer, every time I take the mashkin shalei kedin, avada magazlin. But it's in the gzela, together with the gzela, I did the hashava. I just returned it to your shayma. If I would steal something from you and give it back to your shayma that's watching it for you, I made a hashava. So the achiezer, the malva who steals the chayfetz, was over le sigzel, terrible, like he's a gazlin, over. But chivayin, what chivayin? He already did the hashava. He put it in your shayma's possession. He put it by himself. He has it. He's your shema. The Torah said that he's zeichin kainu damashkin and became the shema for you. So he gave it to himself, which is watching for you. So he now became a shema for you. So now he just did a hashava. Right. I did exam and I was ready measurement. I took something that I wasn't supposed to take. I took it and I'm not supposed to. No, I'm not supposed to be taking it. I'm not supposed to take it out of your rishus. I did that, but once I did that, now I'm clean of the mashkin, so now I just returned it into your rishus. Because I'm your shaymas, I returned it. Sorry?
Why is he a
shaymer? Because about chayv is kind of mashkin. That's a din. He's kind of, right, and he becomes a shaymer on it. Right. So mainly you can have both Rambams like a shmak. A gazan you are, but you want to know why not chayv and einzin more than the chayv over there. You don't have a chayv einzin because you did hashava already. You gave it back to the Bailam. He gave it back to the shaymer of the Bailam. The what?
Over there it doesn't work. Because I don't
think
that he should be
shown my
shomer. But how do you know that the
Baal Chom
wants the
mashkin? Oh, what do you, how does he know he wants the malvut to have this mashkin? I hear. So God, you want to say maybe that's why the other cheetahs didn't go like that. But you want to say that how do I know? The Ma'ase says the Torah said I'm your shomer. The Torah said I'm your real. I'm kind of mashkin, so I'm your shomer.
Didn't
they give
it willingly?
No, but that's the halakha. We know that you're kind of mashkin even you did shalei b'shus. So the Torah said you heard the guy shayma, so he didn't want you to be shayma. But the Torah says you're the shayma, so you heard now he's shayma. So mameli is an abram. So bishleima in the malach case of mavu chapsa chayvitz from the leiva. I mean, if he would do it without a kinyan, so then yeah, he doesn't want him to do it. If someone steals it, I don't want him to have it. Every gazan is also a shame. But that's not a shame for me. You're being shame for yourself. You're trying to take it away from me. I'm shaking over here that I'm being mamashkin it and I'm holding it for you. Whenever you pay me, I'll give you back that chayfitz. So I'm holding for you. So I did a hashava. I got to hold this not so poshit. I wonder like this. I understand the achiezer that if I hear your chilek as well, but I want to say a different word. Is I understand that if I'll steal something from you and give it to your shema, who's holding it for your best interest, avada, that will be hashava. What happens if I turn it to a shema, and the shema makes tanoim on you? The shema says he's not going to give it back to you unless you stand on your head and spit with a nickels. So now I didn't do a hashava because he's holding it for you. But what type of holding is it? He's not going to give it back to you unless you're an acrobat, right? You have to do tonight. Well, this shema, me, that I'm taking this mashkin, I'm not holding it for you to give it back to you now. I'm holding it for you that I only give it back to you when you pay like a tatal, when you pay up your chayv. So I'm not giving it back to you now. If you're going to ask me back for the mashkin, will I give it to you? Will this shema return the chayvitz to the Baal? No, he will not until the loiva pays him up. So then he's really not holding it fully for the loiva. He has his own best interest in mind. After you satisfy his interest, you pay him more. Then he'll give you back your chayfetz. So maybe that's not a hashava. Maybe if you'll have such a shema, I'll give it to such a shema. Sorry? I don't know. I don't know. If that let me back up a step. Let's take a different case. I take a steal money from you, and you owe Yitzchak money. And I'll take this chayfetz and give it to Yitzchak. So Yisro could have as a mashkin. Because I'm a kaimah hashava. Forget I'm the same person. It's a chabad achiezer. Let's say I'm a third party. I steal from you, and I'll give it to your malva who wants a chabad b'teris mashkin. I don't know if that's a chiv hashava. I don't know if that works. A chiv hashava is I give it to somebody who's you, or holding it for you. This guy is not yet, he's holding it to watch it, but he's really holding it for himself. When you pay him off, then he's going to give it to you. But right now, you can't get it. So what type of hashava is that if you can't get it? All right. I don't know. I wonder what would be in that case. If I'm a third party, I steal from one person and give it to a malva. Huh?
Achiezer says, in that case, it's good.
Yeah, if I say, Achiezer holds it's good. That's a double chodesh. I understand. I want to know, is it such a thing? Could that work? Okay, that's one shot of the Achiezer. Comes along the Achiezer and says a different chilek. He falls away from it. He doesn't say why he falls away from it. He says, the Yesener to explain chat that is chalak this halacha and the halacha over there that the Ksais was talking about. That Rambam over there is different. And he says the following. He says, what are we talking about? Was the chayv established or not? I claim that you owe me the money and I chapta mashkin. Did Bezin determine that you owe me this money? Does the Welt know that you owe me this money? Maybe they don't know that you owe me this money. He says there are shitas, there is not muskim at all, but there are different shitas in the halacha, odom don din lan nafshei. There are different shitas when you're allowed to be taifis. Could be there are some shitas that are brought down in Raman 7 Dalit, that you're only allowed to be taifis a chayv borer. A chayvitz mavur. If I take this chayvitz that you stole from me, that hat is mine, I'm allowed to take it back. But if I run into your house and I take money, that money wasn't mine, that not. There are different levels, there are different shitas rishonim. So he would like to suggest that the Rambam held that ad kan you're allowed to be done din l'nafshei if it's established in Bezdin, if the chi was mizbar b'Bezdin. Then you could be done din l'nafshei, if not, not. And what's the reason? Because like the Mefarshim explained, where does the halacha, adam done din l'nafshei, come from? Where's the koyach to be done din l'nafshei? The Mefarshim explained, it's k'mloy amila. You are done din l'nafshei. You are like the Bezdin. You become the Bezdin for that second, and you're done the din l'nafshei. You took the law into your own hands, but you're paskening a din like Bezdin is paskening. A shlich Bezdin can't make a tfisis mashkin unless it's nizbar le-Bezdin that it's owed. So you who would like to invoke that power of a Bezdin to be done din l'nafshei, you want to be the Bezdin, you can't chap the mashkin unless it's nizbar le-Bezdin that the guy owes you the chayf. Oh, the guy's moida, then okay. But if it wasn't nizbar yet lebezdin, even if it's the truth, he tak owes you the money. But it's not nizbar yet lebezdin, you would not allow to be done din l'nafshei. Memeli says like this. The Rambam over there that says that you're not chayiv bo'insin is talking about where already was nizbar lebezdin. So then you have a right to be done din l'nafshei. Memeli, you can't be over gzeila. The only thing you can be over is a gzeiris hakosav leisav el beisa, like the Ksei says. It's a gzeiris hakosav, you now let her do it. But be'etzem, I really should have had the right to do it. Fundamentally, you owe me the money and have a right to do it. Memeli, I'm not a gazlan. This Rambam is talking about where it was not yet nizbar lebezin, it's shaloi bishuz bezin, it was not yet nizbar lebezin, you owe me the money, even though kapi shma you do, but it was not yet nizbar lebezin. Memeli, hayoysa, not nizbar lebezin. Bezdin have no right to chap. Bezdin can't even chap, so I can't chap. If I have no right to chap, then I'm mamish a gazan. The reason why I'm not allowed to do it is not just because of lav or leisav or bezdin. The reason why I can't do it is because I have no right to be done din l'nafshei b'chai gavna that wasn't yet nizbar lebezdin. Memela, I'll be a full-fledged gazan, and tak I'll be chai boinsin, and tak I'll be oivah olav. But over there, that Rambam was talking about was already nizbar lebezdin, so I have a right to be done din l'nafshei. So the only thing I'm oiv is because there's a cause of leisav or bezdin.
One second, but the Rambam says you only chayv on the 100.
Right, correct. You're not going to be chayv on the 150. Why? Because it was ready in his barrel of bezin that he owes me the chayv. Memela had a right to chab, even though I didn't, because the leisav al beisa. But in Hilchus Gzeila, I had a right to chab, because I had a right to be done din l'nafshei. I had a right to make this tfisa. Memela, I'm not a gazan. And Memela, the only thing I'll lose is the chayv, because the Ksei Sesora, I waived the chayv. But when will I be a gazan? If I was not yet in his barrel of bezin, I didn't prove.
By us,
in Siv Zayin, by us, that it wasn't Mavur Bebezin, in Siv Vav, I mean, it wasn't Mavur Bebezin yet, Bechai Gavn, and then I'll be a Gazlin, and I'll be Taka Chai Boinzin. As I tell you to Achiezah. Now, Achiezah is not Pasha, by the way. First, he's making a Kimtis, he's not Pasha anyway, because when he's saying Nizbar Lebezdin, it's not. He's Mingdama over there talking about when I can take a chayfetz. Only my chayfetz I'm going to take, but Zaytika money I can't take. He's putting a spin on it. Now, even Zaytika money I can take as long as I establish in Bezdin that you owe me the money. So it's a different type of avart. And this whole yisoid that I can't be other from a shliach Bezdin who can't chap unless it's established is also now pashit. And that is because to the extent I'm done doing the nafshei and I'm the Bezdin to make the tvisas, I could be the Bezdin to make the birur also. I know that he owes me the money. It's nizbar lebezin. It's nizbar le me that I could be done in l'nafshei to make this tvisa. I know that I lent him the money. He might be koifer, but I know I did it. So it's not the whole achiezer not pasha. But good, the achiezer wants to say this. At the end of the day, we have a problem here. There's a mechaba and a Rama says a gazin over there. The Rama's mashi and nachay boinsin. And the main dalakash is why not? How do you stem the two? The ksoi says that no, you're not a gazin at all. Is in face of this Rama and mechaba, it's a problem. The Chumash Sakri says because you didn't have kavana to keep it. And the achiezer has two other chalukim. One is that
I am a Gazan, but I did a Chiv Hashava because I'm the Shaymus, it's a Hashava Memela. And the other Teretz is that Enechanami, if I was established the Chiv in Bezdin, I'm not a Gazan. That's over there. Mashengen over here, it was a not Mevar in the Bezdin, yet Memela can't do a done deal in Nafshein. And Memela, I'm fundamentally a Gazan, even without the Gzeza Kavlo Savo basically. Even without that Pasik, the Moshe by other Chiv, unless you owe me Schiris. If I wasn't Mevar the Chiv of Schiris in Bezdin, I would also not be allowed a Chap, and I'd be a Gazan for Chapping. Because I now let it be done in the nafshei until I'm avar the choiv in bezin. All right, a lot of right here. This gad amure, it's a zalman, but I think we had enough here. We'll stop over here. We want to finish yet the next few sifim before the end. All right, the next few sifim fly. Let's move on. Sif zayin. Reizeu gazlin. Who's a gazlin? Halakech mamin ha'adim b'chazaka. If you take something by force, kegoyin shechatef miyadim metaltalim. You force and you take metaltalim. Or you should nichnas b'shusha. You should loyler tzayin abaylim. Or you go into the guy's house. Venatam misham kelim. You take kelim. Or you talk up ba'avdi v'vehemdoi. Or you snatch his servant. You snatch his animal. V'neshtamish b'hem and you use it. Even if the show shalim midas pashtes. Or you should yarla take sadeo v'achu perasel. Or you go into the guy's backyard, his field, his farm, and you eat his fruit. V'chol kiyetu b'zayir. And in the last case, that you're just taking the fruit, if you don't plan on taking the kag, you only plan on taking the fruit, means partially you only a gazan on the fruit. And the fruit, once you take it, is metaltan. A gazan on kak is a shayla, it's makhlek as yishenim, it's a gzela on kak. But here, you stole the fruit, so you'd be a gazan on the fruit. Now, what does the Rambam and the Mechaba mean, ezel gazlan? So some say he means lafuke ganef. The ganef has to be b'cheshoy, and this is not b'cheshoy, this you do b'feretzia. The ma'isa, the Machab doesn't really say 100%, unless you mean that's what it means. Hamu b'chazaka, so it shows shachat of miyada, it shows that you're doing it b'fe'esya, the Bailam know about it. Okay. Pashas, he's really coming lafuke, the next sif, that wants to know what oishik is, which we'll see in a second. But how do we know that this is gzela? So the Gemara says, the Sma brings it down, so Sivkot Yigimul, because it says in the Pasav, v'yiz gzel esachanis miyada mitzvah. If you snatch something out of it, it shows that's gzela. When you mamish snatch, that's gzela. Lafuke sifches, ezel oishik, what's the love in the toilet? Sashrek, what's oishik? Zeshabamam chaver lotechiyoda b'rtzain habaylem. You got the money with permission. He lent you the money. So you got a permission. Or let's say, Reuven hired Shimon. And Shimon did the malachat by Reuven. He did it by Shus. So now Reuven owes him money, owes him wages. But he received the service with permission. He did it willingly. The worker did it willingly. So he gave him that service, that value willingly. So he got something b'rtzeinu b'aylem. V'kevin shetavu'u. But now he's being taveya you to give it back. And you were kavash hamomin b'chazak. And you refuse to give it back. You refuse to pay the employee. You have tainus on the employee and you refuse to pay the employee. Or you refuse to pay back the malva. V'loy that's oishek. That's leisashek. Gzela is I take something from you initially. Shalabishes. Oishek is if I got it, I refuse to give it back. I got a balvo, I got a beschiris, I refuse to give it back. That's oishek. Also a lav deraisa, but a different lav. That's leisashek. If he refuses to pay back, he's leiva leisashek. If he plans on paying back and is leich v'shoiv, you have to know that might be a different issa, might not be this. But if he refuses to pay back, that's leich sashik. If he refuses to pay a commission, refuses to pay employee wages, that's oishik. You make up a price that you're going to pay an employee, and at the end you start haggling on the price. If he already did the service, so now you have him over the barrel, that's oishik. You owe him the money, you made up a price, he did you the service, and now you refuse to pay him, so that's oishik. So now you're being over Lesai. Not Lesigzal, Lesashek. It's also Lav Deraisa.
Even if he owes you money.
What do you mean?
He owes you money for some reason.
He owes you money for one reason. Now you want to use this as a wash. Right. This money against that money. Okay, that could be different.
Can't you use Shibud al-Dawson in that case?
I don't know, Shibud al-Dawson. That's you're using a wash. You're being making a gviya. Just like you can make a gviya and somebody owes you money, you can make a gviya. So that's how you're making gviya. And even though we said before, you now let take a mashkin shalei b'shos, but here I'm not taking it. It's already by me. So there are halachas when you're allowed to do one. You're not. If you could prove it, you can't prove the halacha. If you have a migo, not.
No, let's say he doesn't deny it.
Right. So then you could take this and make a wash against that. L'chayre. Unless it's...
What's the halacha to say for nishtamish for him? Making it sound that if you steal from a guy, but you don't...
No, he's trying to say faket, and you don't mind siv zayin? That's his faket. The whole intention to steal his evid is not for keeps. You only want to steal it to be mishtamish with the evid. So all you're doing is for mishtamish. It's like a shor shlamidas. Even though it's not a full blown out gzela, you're still a gazlan. Because I'm.
That's
for sure. That's like the beginning cases. That's the planning to keep. All right, one more halacha. Siftes, a kaifes chaver limka is shalah. You force a person to sell his item. V'neisin leidamav is asa. Even if you pay him, he doesn't want to sell his chayfes, and you force him and you pay him to, you snatch it from him and you give him the money. It's still asa. It's leisachmoid. It's a lav deraisa leisachmoid. Pashas is a lav deraisa. God is makleik is a could be some rishonim hold that leisachmoid is only if you don't pay. Some rishonim hold if leisachmoid even if you do pay it's only if the guy's not maskim. But if eventually the guy's maskim, you're not even leisachmoid. Different levels in rishonim. The smart paskins over here the taka over lav deraisa, but he holds that you're not going to be possible lay this. That's it. Like the Machabe says, "Ava ein loy din gazan li pasul midereis elam midrabanan commercial is bar." Because the Gemara says, "Leisakmud linchi b'lid demay mashmalhu." People think leisakmud is only if you don't pay, and if you do pay, you're not even lalav. In fact, some Rishonim even hold like that. So therefore, even though if we paskin not like that, that you're not going to leisakmud, but you're still not going to pasul later because you don't know that you're doing a nisa. You think you're doing everything fine. Memele, you're not over the lav of leisakmud. Since you think you don't have the lav of the sakma, so therefore you're not going to be apostle either such for. But the smart paskins, you taka are over the lav. The Piskei Koshim brings down. He doesn't quote from. He says he heard. He saw somewhere. He doesn't say from whom. That just like a koyfes chaver limkar eshaloy over leisachmoid, so too if you koyfes chaver liknois you over leisachmoid. Sometimes he says a marshal is a guy who's trying to peddle off his farm in the lobby of a yeshiva, and it makes you totally embarrassed. Like, you know, he's a good friend of yours. Come on, you wouldn't want to buy my sefer? So the guy can say, no, I don't want to buy your sefer. I think your sefer is worthless. And he's not going to do that, so he's going to be forced to buy the sefer. So he said, you're evil sachmite. Just like you're kaifa limkar, you're evil sachmite. If you're kaifa somebody liknois, so you're taking the money from him, which he wouldn't have otherwise wanted to give you, he's also evil sachmite. If you force a guy to buy from you is also leisachmud, also a lav deraisa.
The pushy salesman is leisachmud.
Depending how pushy it is, right? Correct. Means if he's pushy to the point that you can't say no, yeah, then your kaifa liknois, so then it'll be taka leisachmud and a konami.
It's a convincing oppression.
Right, I guess if you convince him, then it's fine. But if you pressure him, right, yeah, you have to.
Just like convincing the other way somebody
Well, Maftir is Chaver, you have to know, right? It's really totally on the Dina, he's right. Wherever Leisach will go this way, you'll have the Leisach and Lach. The other way, so you have to know how vite to take it. But Batim, Rabbi say, the next three Sifim deal, Yud and Yud Aleph, sorry, the next, and Yud Beis, right? The next three Sifim deal with Leisach, right? And yes, we already gave Shurim on Leisach, right? A number of years ago, I'm not saying that I remember it, but I guess we already gave Shuma Lezachman. I'm going to skip it for now. Blineda, next week we'll continue with Sin Samach. All right, Agotavach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.